Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for visiting, and we hope you enjoyed the show. Freddie and the gang are pretty tired, but they'll be back again next week after a few days of scheduled maintenance. Please make your way to the front of the building, where you will be given novelty glasses, a voucher for one free soda refill, and where you will sign a legal disclaimer releasing us of all liability for anything that might have happened during your visit. Have an awesome night, and we'll see you again soon. Attention all personnel. This is your last opportunity to leave the building before scheduled maintenance lockdown begins. I repeat, this is your last opportunity to leave the building before scheduled maintenance lockdown begins. Lockdown complete. All animatronics, please remain at your recharge terminals until recharge cycle is complete. Recharge cycle complete. Building maintenance and other custodial activities may commence. Recharge cycle complete. Building maintenance and other custodial activities may resume. It is now 15 minutes until the hour. All animatronics, please return to your recharge terminals. It is now 10 minutes until the hour. All animatronics, please return to your recharge terminals. It is now 5 minutes until the hour. All animatronics, please return to your recharge terminals. All animatronics should now be at their recharge terminals. The system is detecting that not all animatronics are at their recharge terminals. A retrieval unit is being deployed. All malfunctioning units, please remain at your current position. All human personnel should immediately evacuate the premises, as accidental human retrieval can be fatal. All human personnel should immediately evacuate the premises, as accidental human retrieval can be fatal. I repeat, all human personnel should immediately evacuate the premises, as accidental human retrieval can be fatal. Thank you. Unauthorized personnel detected. Please return to the public showroom. Security will be notified of your position in case you need assistance. Warning. Damaging company animatronics can lead to malfunction and other undesirable results. Please refrain from further... Warning. Computer systems have been compromised. A technical support request ticket has been sent. Warning. Network failure. A technical support request ticket could not be sent. A network support request ticket has been sent. Warning. Network support request ticket could not be sent. Please flee the building. Thank you for your patronage. Thank you for your patronage. Thank you for your patronage. Hey, what is up, Five Nights at Freddy's fans? This is Andy Field, the voice of Hand Unit from Sister Location and all those other games that came after Sister Location. Hey, today I'm recording for what looks like a new Five Nights at Freddy's game. It's called Security Breach. Today's July 13th, 2020. No idea when this game is going to be released. Scott has said sometime this year. But I thought you would enjoy the behind-the-scenes action of what goes on in recording these games. So here we go. And he said some lines can be a little pleasant if they're obviously intended for the public, but the warnings should be a little more ominous. So I think the difference will be subtle, but here we go. Gypsy was a furry, wheat-colored collie who lived and played on a ranch, several hundred acres of hills and woods, full of good things like rabbit trails and streams. She loved it there. At the ranch house, she was given a comfortable bed and good meals. Her master, who owned the ranch, made no unreasonable demands on her. She knew that her job was to love her master and to be faithful to him and to obey other commands, to follow, to come, to lie down. And she also knew that she wasn't supposed to chase the chickens and the rabbits. Actually, these were easy for Gypsy because it was in her nature to obey and to love her master. But one day, when Gypsy was prowling on a hill far away past the spring house and pasture, two things happened at once. The master called her, and a rabbit dashed across the hill. Gypsy turned and raced towards the master, as she had always done. Then she stopped. It entered her mind that she didn't have to obey. Perhaps the master didn't understand about that rabbit. Anyway, these were her hills. The rabbit was hers too. Very likely, it was all lies, that story of everything, including herself, belonging to the master. How did she know that the food in her dish came from him? Probably there was some natural explanation. She was a free dog, and that was the end of it. These thoughts went through her mind swiftly while she stood irresolute. Again came the master's command. The rabbit crossed the hilltop. Gypsy whirled and raced after the rabbit. She had made a choice. She was free to choose. Hours later, she came home. She saw the master waiting for her, but she did not rush gladly to him, leaping and frisking as she had always done. Something new came into her demeanor. Guilt. She crept up to him like a snake on her belly. Undoubtedly, she was penitent at the moment, but she had a new knowledge. The knowledge of the possibility of sin, and it was a thrill in her heart and a salt taste in her mouth. Nevertheless, she was very obedient the next day and the day after that. Eventually, though, there was another rabbit, and she didn't even hesitate. The master still loved her, but he trusted her no longer. He put Gypsy in a pen and took her for walks with a rope around her neck. All her real freedom was gone. But the master gave her, from time to time, new chances to obey of her own free will. Had she chosen to obey, she would have once again had perfect freedom to roam her hundreds of acres. But she did not. She always chose, if she were out of reach, to run away. The master, knowing that hunger would eventually bring her back, let her run. He could have stopped her. A rifle shot would have ended her rebellion once and for all, but she was allowed to live. Perhaps she would someday choose the way of obedience and true freedom. One day, during a journey by car, Gypsy and her young daughter, Flurry, were taken to the edge of the woods. Always before, Gypsy had limited her disobedience to the ranch, but now, coming back to the car, she suddenly felt the old thrill. She turned and ran away. The master called with a note of sharp urgency. Flurry, in her innocence, came at once. But Gypsy, her ears dulled to the voice of the master, continued her rush into the dark forest. After hours of searching and calling, the master sadly abandoned the lost dog, and with Flurry beside him, went home. Flurry continued to live in freedom, always being obedient to the master who loved her and took good care of her. She was happy to be in his service, and she loved the look on his face when she did something that pleased him. She obeyed, gladly, of her own free choice. But lost Gypsy, as long as she still lived, wandered the roads and woods as an outcast. She had lost her way home. She became dirty and matted with foxtails and thorns. Stones were often thrown at her, and she was always hungry. She had more puppies who, like her, were lost and inclined to disobedience, as were their puppies for generations to come. The kind and benevolent hand of the master was unknown to them, except as a tale. But this is the way Gypsy chose on the day of the rabbit, and continued to choose. Until finally, there was no more choosing left to do.
Okay, we're looking at a 2022 39-foot Forest River XLR Boost 37 TSX 13. It's 13 because it has a 13-foot garage in the back. Two slides on this side, another slide on the other side. This is a gooseneck box, not a fifth-wheel box. This is the Reese Goose box, the only one that you can put on your camper for gooseneck towing that doesn't void your warranty. I do have the fifth wheel box, and I can install that or I can include that. Here's the living room slide. We're going to go in and look at the whole camper. Love these steps. Okay, here is the kitchen and living room area. Got a cozy little fireplace down here. Roku TV. This sofa has three recliners. Super comfortable. Full-size mattress up top. Lots of storage space. Here's a pantry, lots of cabinets. The refrigerator's 12 volt, so it'll run while you're driving. It'll run while you're boondocking. The microwave is not 12 volt. The cooktop, also not. Lots of room in here. We'll head up the hallway here to look at the bathroom and the master bedroom. And one thing I like about this is that this is a king-size bed. RV king, which is just about the same size as a king for your home. Big hanging closet here to the left of the king size bed. Lots of cabinets above the bed. 6-8 drawers. And a nice stand-up closet there as well. That's me. Got a Roku TV hanging in here as well. That is also included. Got an air conditioner just for the bedroom. This is the first little slide that you saw at the front of the camper. Go here into the master bathroom. Oh, there are USB outlets in the wall on both sides of the bed, so you can plug in your phones. There's also a 110 volt AC where you can plug in CPAP machines and whatnot. Here's the master bath. I've upgraded the shower head to a low flow, much more convenient shower head. Great shower with a skylight, sliding doors. I've upgraded a lot of the cabinets here with additional shelves. The manufacturers don't think you need a lot of shelves, but you do. This camper has 1.5 baths. We'll see the half bath in the back in just a minute. Lots of cabinet space. Here's your control for the generator and your solar and battery controller panel. Again, that's a full-size bed. Beautiful camper. And here's the garage. There's a second seat that goes there on the right. I've removed it so that we could fit more things in here. Both seats stand up and strap flat against the wall. This table comes with the camper. It's a king-size bed, and it elevates all the way to the very top of the ceiling. Really high ceilings in here. You got your own door just for the garage. Lots of window space, vents in case you're carrying vehicles in here with gas tanks and stuff. Washer dryer hook up there on the wall, and there's your half bath. It's a second black tank. So we're going to look at how this ramp folds down into a back deck, a back porch. All right, so the back deck, obviously it goes all the way to the ground so that you can drive your off-road vehicles, motorcycles and stuff in here. This is wireless. That's it.